I'm Jason Lopez for podtech.net. This Wednesday, it's the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium in New York at the Meridian Hotel. It's a one-day conference from the publishers of The Deal. The opportunities in healthcare are being driven by life sciences research, pharmaceuticals, and even long-term care. It's an important political season, too. By next year, the landscape may be changing with some flavor of national healthcare on the agenda. These will be some of the topics at the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium, and the opening panel should provide a good overall view of the issues. It's entitled 12-Month Outlook for Healthcare M&A, and it's moderated by Steve Ellick, a partner and healthcare transactions services leader with PricewaterhouseCoopers. I spoke with him by phone to give a preview of his panel and of the conference.
The panel members are senior executives from leading global private equity firms and investment banks. So on the panel, the opening panel, we have Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, TPG Capital, and Welsh Carson represented. And then the idea of the panel will be to focus on three basic themes, and we'll drill down into each of those themes during the course of the hour. The first will be focused on the capital markets. How will deals be financed? What type of sellers will be out there? Who will be the buyers? Will there be an IPO market? So the first theme is the capital markets related area. Second theme that we want to touch on is politics, and politics and its related impact on healthcare. So we'll explore, how will changes be coming to Washington, what types of changes, how will it impact the healthcare industry and deal volume, are there regulatory changes on the horizon that could have an impact on deals and financing transactions and the relative attractiveness of different sectors within healthcare. And then the third theme is where will the opportunity lie? What sectors are expected to be most attractive, or are there any sectors that are recession-proof? So we'll do a drill down in that area as well. So again, the three basic themes we'll explore are the capital markets, politics, and where will the opportunities lie.
Looking at the capital markets, in terms of what's happened in the real estate market the past year or so, has that affected the healthcare industry?
It's absolutely affected the capital markets related to the healthcare industry. The financing and the level of financing has contracted significantly. There are just broad concerns within the lending arena, from the large banks to the commercial debt markets, that have caused a significant pullback in activity. So over the last 8 months or so, since last summer, around the August timeframe, the amount and availability of financing has contracted dramatically, and that's changed the whole dynamic as to the type of buyer that's in the market and that has a higher likelihood of getting deals done. We've seen much more corporate level of activity, less private equity activity, to the extent there is private equity activity and interest. The funds are looking at putting much more equity into the deals because of the challenges of getting financed. We've seen as part of the fallout of the debt markets and capital markets, the very large LBOs essentially disappear. Deals in several billion dollars or more are pretty much non-existent today, as it relates to private equity type of buyers. So the sea has shifted to more corporate level buyer activity as opposed to private equity type of activity.
From where you sit, and you look at the political climate right now with three possible candidates, two who are espousing a national health care of some kind, and then you have a Republican candidate who, of all the Republican candidates, is probably the one that might be even most sympathetic to some kind of national health care, or at least some move in that direction. What do you see?
No, I think you're absolutely on the right track there, Jason. I mean, I think regardless of who's elected president, directionally, there's going to be a movement in Washington towards some sort of broader based health coverage, broader access for individuals. There's just a heightened level of interest and sensitivity around that, not only from the candidate standpoint, but also with Congress. So that's something that will, I think, be front and center on the agenda. More likely, later 2009-2010 timeframe, when I think we'll be getting a lot of focus in Washington. Unlikely anything of consequence will happen, this year before the elections. But clearly, with someone new in the White House driving their agenda and a lot of sympathy, I think on Capitol Hill, there's likelihood there will be changes coming. The question is, what are they likely to be, and what's the magnitude, and how will it impact different aspects of the industry?
I was just at a high school science fair in D.C. This past week, and I noticed that some of these kids were doing some advanced work. All of them were doing advanced work in all sorts of sciences, but there seemed to be a lot of work being done in genomics. Where are the opportunities?
Yeah, I think the life sciences area is one that will continue to get a lot of attention. It's probably one of the more promising areas in our future as it relates to healthcare, everything from the human genome, designer drugs, biotech. It's clearly an area where the future lies, and it's an area getting a lot of attention, a lot of investment, it's an area I think for younger people to consider focusing on, because there will be opportunity for many years to come.
Okay. I wonder if you could just name a few areas within the healthcare industry that you think look like there could be opportunities.
Sure. I think we touched on the life sciences industry. I think there's a lot to be offered there. The genetic generic pharmaceutical aspect of the industry is a lot of promise and opportunity there. There will continue to be, I think, opportunity in the hospital space, long-term care space. The challenge there is what's going to happen from a reimbursement standpoint with budget pressures in Washington at the state government levels, but clearly a need and demand for health services. So I think those are areas where there will be opportunity as the next 3 years unfold.
Steve Ellick is a partner and healthcare transactions services leader with PricewaterhouseCoopers. He'll moderate the opening panel at the Healthcare Dealmaking Symposium in New York at the Meridian Hotel. It's going on this Wednesday, March 19th, 2008. It's a conference hosted by The Deal. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.